Okay, so the most common exemption, and there are a number of exemptions under the Fair Labor Standards Act requirement of overtime. The most common are the white-collar exemptions, so we're going to focus on those. But, there's an exemption for wreath makers. So if you have somebody who works making Christmas wreaths, they are exempt from overtime. I don't know. They must have had a really great lobby. I don't know. I mean, it's just a quirk. Who knows? There's exceptions out there like that that you have to check for, because sometimes you'll be amazed at what you'll find. So the Fair Labor Standards Act provides an exemption for both minimum wage and overtime pay for employees who are employed in a bona fide executive, administrative, professional, or outside sales capacity. So, and certain computer employees can be exempt as professionals or exempt under a special computer exemption. So they can. There's two options for arguing that computer employees are exempt. So there's basically three tests for the exemption. One is salary level. In other words, are they paid the minimum salary that's required under the law? Two, are they paid on a salary basis? That is a whole separate quagmire. The easiest thing to say is, you know, they're paid a fixed salary for every week they work, you know, and even if you pay biweekly or every 2 weeks or you pay monthly, it's a fixed amount and it doesn't alter. Now, there's all kinds of regulations and case law about, can you have a salary basis employee who's paid a day rate or a week rate or an hourly rate or a this rate or that? I'm not going to go into all that because it's terribly confusing and you don't need to know it other than that it's out there and there are some options available, but you just need to make sure that if you think one applies that you meet it absolutely, so you don't want to risk it. And then finally, it's the job duties test. So all three of those have to be met in order for the exemption to be applicable. Recently, and not that recently now, but the salary level, the base salary level that you had to pay, it's gone up. I don't know what special salary levels means there. In some cases, non-discretionary bonuses may be included in the context of the base salary. So new overtime rule used to be $4.55 a week. Now it is $6.84 a week. For highly compensated employees, it used to be they had to make $100,000. Now they have to make $107,432 per year to qualify for the highly compensated exemption. Word is that may go up soon, both those numbers. My personal view is, if I were queen of the world, I would just say, if you make $150,000 or more a year, you don't get overtime. Period. End of story. Done. No duties. No nothing. We wouldn't even need a Department of Labor, which is hence why I think we stick with these depression era definitions, because it's an employment opportunity for lots of people, including lawyers. It just creates confusion. And you can have good employers who just get into so much trouble when they're trying to comply, and they're actually very generous with their employees, but they technically screw up, and then they're out tons of money. And you generally can't get insurance to cover a violation of the Fair Labor Standards Act. It's a willful act. So, I mean, if you violate it, you're not going to have coverage. Non-discretionary bonuses and incentive payments, including commissions, are forms of compensation promised in advance to the employee. They may be used to satisfy up to 10% of the standard salary and special salary levels. A minimum of 90% of the salary level must be paid on a weekly basis as a weekly salary. Bonuses must be paid on an annual or more frequent basis. So there are restrictions on how much you can pay as a bonus as part of that minimum salary that we talked about, the minimum salary being the $684 per week when you add that all up, or the $107,432 per year. So you know, you'd want to make sure that if you're under that in terms of your weekly and you're counting on the bonus, that you're counting that in the correct way. So you need to check the regulations or talk to Labor Council to make sure that you're meeting those criteria. Because what they don't want you to do is say, okay, I'm going to pay you $1 a week, and then I'm going to pay you $120,000 on December 31. Okay? Assuming you're still here. So, I mean, that's not, you know, so, I mean, that's an extreme example. But what they don't want it weighted so that, in essence, the employee isn't really making what you say they're making as they go along. Now, if they get to the end of the year and they haven't made enough commissions, et cetera, then you can do a catch-up payment. So the salary level, this is just calculating the numbers for you based on a biweekly, semi-monthly, or monthly basis. I will tell you, when you get into an audit with the Department of Labor, semi-monthly creates some serious complications.